Friday the 8th of February, base ad audition, Rabbi Shimon Gurovitz, Parsha Truma, the function of the Kapora.
Last year, during these sedras that deal with the Mishkan, we spoke about the function of the Poroches. And as far as I remember, we derived from the position that the Poroches had a dual function. This year we'll speak about the Kapores, and I think perhaps the Kapores also had a dual function. In Parshas Truma, in Perek Kafov, end of Perek Kafov, we find detailed the actual setting up of the Mishkan. And what's written is as follows. In Pasuk Lama Gimel, V'nosatet ha-proiches tachas ha-krotim, the proiches was put into place, ve'veso shoma mi-veis la-proiches es aroin ha-edus. And the Oren was then brought in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, behind the Poroiches, behind the curtain that divided the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then Potek Lamadals were told, V'nosato et HaKapoiret al Aroin HaEdos v'Kodesh HaKadoshim. After the Oren was placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the Poroiches was brought in, then the Kapoiret was brought in, and the Kapoiret was placed on the Oren, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That appears to have been the sequence of events. First, the Oren was brought in without its cover, without the Kapoiras, and then the Kapoiras, which was the cover of the Oren, the Kruvim on top of the Kapoiras, of course, this was all brought in, and inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, one was placed on top of the other. In Parshas Pikudei, we have detailed once again the actual setting up of the Mishkan. In the Parshas Pikudei, we find written as follows. In Perek Mem Pasuk Kaf, Vayikach Vayitein Es HaEdus El HaOren, they took and they placed the Luchos in the Oren, Vayosim Et HaBadim Al HaOren, they then placed the Badim Al HaOren. The Mefarshim explains the Loshon Kotzer, Mikra Kotzer, it's a shortened Pasuk, it means Al Tzavos HaOren, the Badim were placed on the sides of the Oren, Vayitein et ha-kapoiris ala oren mimala, and the kapoiris was placed on the oren. Pasuk Kapalev, vayovei et ha-oren ala mishkon, and the oren was brought into the mishkon. So we have a look in Parshas Pikudei, the order seems to be reversed. Not that the oren was first brought in, and then the kapoiris placed on top. We're told the kapoiris was first placed on top, and then vayovei et ha-oren el ha-mishkon, the Oren was placed in the Mishkan. Halidovahu, we have a contradiction over here between the two parshiyos that deal with the actual setting up of the Mishkan. In Parshas Truma we're told the Oren was first placed in Kodesh HaKadoshim and then the Kapoiras was placed on top. In Parshas Pikudei, where we have once again detailed the setting up of the Mishkan, we're told just the opposite. First the Kapoiras was placed on the Oren and then the Oren was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this deserves some sort of explanation. Ramban, in Parshas Truma, actually stells on this, and so does the Tor, but they both leave it somewhat schwer. Let's see whether we can work out some sort of solution. There are a couple other points that we can point out as points of difference between the two parashas. If you'll recall, we just read out the Pasuk in Parshas Pikudei. And one of the points that are mentioned when we speak about setting up the Mishkan Parshas Pikudei is, with reference to the Oren, Vayosim et habadim al haOren. It's detailed over here that the badim were placed on the sides of the Oren. In Parshas Truma, when we speak about the placement of the Oren in the Mishkan, there's no mention at all of the badim being placed al tzalos haOren on the sides of the Oren. Why? Why the differentiation? Another question we can ask, which I think actually we will see is very central to the discussion today, is in Parshas Pikudei it says Vayikach Vayitein Es HaEdos El HaOren. The Luchos were placed in the Oren. This was, after all, one of the main functions of the Orem was to act as the receptacle, as a container for the Luchas. In Parshas Pikudei, when we speak about setting up the Mishkan, it says, Vayikach, Vayitein et ha'edus al ha'orem, the edus, the Luchas were placed in the Orem. In Parshas Truma, where we have detailed the setting up of the Mishkan, there's no mention at all of the placement of the Luchas in the Orem. Why not? One more point that we can point out between the two parashiyos is as follows. When we actually speak about the kapoyos being placed on the oren, in Parshas Pikudei it says, Vayiten es hakapoyos al ha'oren milmala. It doesn't just say, Vayiten es hakapoyos al ha'oren, the kapoyos is placed on the oren, it says, al ha'oren milmala, above. And in Parshas Truma, it just says, "V'nosato et akapoyres al aroin ha'edus," and it doesn't add the word "milmala." What's the difference? In fact, if we look back at the parasha of the Asiyas ha'oren at the beginning of Parshas Truma, there it says as follows. It says, "V'nosato et akapoyres al ha'oren milmala." Parshas Asiyas ha'oren actually says "milmala." In Parshas Pikudei we say Mil Mala. In Parshas Truma in Perek Kavov, when we detail the setting up of the Mishkan, the word Mil Mala isn't used. So there are a number of differences between Parshas Truma and Parshas Pikudei. Number one, at what point the Kapurus was placed on the Oren. Number two, as to whether there's a mention of the Badim. Number three, as to whether there's a mention of the Edus, the Luch being placed in the Oren. And number four, the word Mil Mala. We see a number of differences between two parashas. We have to try and explain what's going on over here. Now, as I've said, the setting up of the Mishkan is mentioned in Parshas Truma and once again in Parshas Pikudei. And there are a few other differences between two parashas. I'd like to mention just one of them, which will bring us to what I think is a fundamental difference between the two parashas. If we have a look at Parshas Pikudei, where the Sidur HaMishkan is outlined, says as follows. Ve'ivetes HaShulchan, tells us the Shulchan was brought in, but it doesn't stop there. It then carries on and tells us, V'rachtes Elkoi, that they actually set up the Shulchan, and they place the Lechem on the Shulchan. Yet again it says, in Parshas Pikudei, Ve'yitin et HaShulchan bo'el moed, Ve'yarei chalov, Eilech Lechem. We're not just told that the Shulchan was placed there, we're then told that they didn't only place the shulchan there, but they actually placed the lechem upon him on the shulchan. In reference to the menorah, it says, "Vayosim et ha-menorah bo'el moed," and then it says, "Vayal ha-neiru yisifnei Hashem." So in Parshas Pikudei, when we speak about the setting up of the Mishkan, we're told the kelim were placed there, and they were actually utilized. The shulchan was set with the lechem upon him. The menorah was used in order to light the neiru. If you have a look in Parshas Truma, when the setting up of the Mishkan is outlined, it says as follows. The Samtet HaShulchan Michus LaPoreiches, the Estamanoira Noichach HaShulchan, no mention being made of the Lechem Aponim being placed on the Shulchan, and no mention being made of the Neiris being actually lit on the Menorah. And one can perhaps propose the following, and Amir Tashem later will bring a Malbim to that effect. One can say as follows. That Parshas Truma is speaking about a different period than Parshas Pikudei. When the Mishkan was first created, for 7 days, what we call the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the Mishkan was set up and taken down, and set up and taken down, and set up and taken down. During those 7 days, according to almost all the Rishonim, there was no Arichas HaShulchan, the Lechem HaPonim wasn't placed on the Shulchan, and there was no Hadlokas HaNeiris. The Mishkan was set up on a daily basis, but the regular avoider wasn't done. The special avoider Tamiluim was done, but the regular avoider wasn't done. It was only B'yom HaShmini, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was set up to stand permanently, that they then started doing the regular avoider in the Mishkan, i.e. Arichas Lechem Aponim, Hadlok Saneris, etc. One could perhaps propose that in Parshas Truma, the actual setting up that's been referred to over there is not the permanent setting up that took place on Yom Hashmini. Parshas Truma, we're outlining the setting up that happened immediately after the Asiyah, which was the Shivat Yimei Hamilui. And therefore, there's no mention made of the Arichat Lechem Atonim, and no mention made of the Hadlok Saneris, because at that point in time, the regular Avoid in Mishkan wasn't being performed. And as I say, we'll bring a Maldim to this effect later. In Parshas Pikudei, there we're speaking about on the eighth day. How do I know? Says in Perek, then Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayihi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana ha'shenis, b'echod l'chodesh, hukam ha'mishkan. The Parshas in Parshas Pikudei is speaking about Rish Chodesh Nisan, clearly outlined in the Pasuk. And that's why when the Pasuk details the setting up of the Mishkan, it doesn't just tell us about where the various points of placement were. It says, Vayarech ha'lovayich ha'lechem, Vayal ha'nerish divnei Hashem, the actual Avodah was performed, because once we reach Yom Hashmini, once we reach the point of permanent setting up of the Mishkan, all the various Avodahs were performed. So now we understand why in Parshas Truma there's no mention made of the actual Avodah taking place. Masha'en came in Parshas Pikudei. Now we mentioned one of the differences, and I think the fundamental difference that we have with reference to the Oron was, in Parshas Truma there's no mention made of the Luchas being placed in the Oron. Parshas Pikudei, we have mention of the Luchas being placed in the Oron. And I think, if we're correct, the Parshas Truma speaking about Mishivas Yimei Hamilui, and Parshas Pikudei speaking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the eighth day, I think the difference is possible. During the Shivas Yimei Hamilui'im, the Luchas weren't yet placed in the Oron. I'll explain soon why. The Luchas were only placed in the Oron for the very first time on Yoim HaShmini. And why should that be so? I think the Torah is possible. When did the actual Mashichat HaMishkon take place? When was the Oron, the Caleb, actually anointed with Shemen HaMishkon? If we have a look in the Pesukim, in Perek Mem and Parshas Pikudei, we find as follows. Vayidav Hashem al Moshe Leimen. V'yoyim ha'chidish ha'rishim be'echo v'chidish tokim et mishkan o'il moed. The Pesukim actually referring to which day? Rish Chodesh Nisan, which was Yom HaShmini. And what were we told in Pesuk Tes? V'lokachto et Shemen ha'mishko. You should take the Shemen ha'mishko. U'moshachto et ha'mishkon v'et kol ha'sheboi. V'kidashto oisoi. There's called Kalov Vahya Kodesh. When did the actual Mashichat HaMishkan take place? When was the Mishkan actually anointed and made holy? This only took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Stands to reason, therefore, that the Oron was only a suitable receptacle, was only a suitable container for the Luchas once the Oron that had Mashichah had been anointed, which was only on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, in Parshas Truma, which deals with the Shivas Yimei Hamilui'im, where the Oron wasn't yet anointed, we find no mention of the Luchas being placed in the Oron. It's only on Yom HaShmini, when the Oron was anointed, that we find that the Luchas were actually placed in the Oron. And I found that the Tasei Shteit Mefurish in Cheskuni. The Cheskuni writes as follows. In Parshas Truma, he writes as follows. He paid a cafe pot of kafalos. Vela oren tite nesa'it. The cafe de Kislev, says the Cheskuni on the 25th day of Kislev, which was when the clay hamishkan were actually completed. Kishen nikba hamishkan chol kelov os nosnu tchira hakapriris ala or. At that point in time, the Oron was kept in the Luchas were kept in the special container, which you find detailed in the Sefer Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu made. At the Echad beNisan until the first day of Nisan, Kishen Nimshach HaMishkon veKol Kelov. We find a Mefurash Cheskuni, where the Cheskuni actually says that the Luchas were only placed in the Oron on the first day of Nisan. Therefore, if we're correct, the two parashas are speaking about different times. Parshas Truma is Zayin Yimei Hamilui'im, and Parshas Pikudei is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It says before in the Pasuk, we can understand why the Luchas aren't mentioned at all in Parshat Truma, and only in Parshat Pikudei, after the Om was anointed, do we find the places of the Luchot in the Om. Now we mentioned that in Parshat Pikudei we find the placement of the Bavli on the sides of the Om. In Parshat Truma, we don't find at all the placement of the Bavli on the sides of the Om. Actually quite interesting, because the Pasuk says in Pei Dekafei Pasuk Tesvov, the Taboi Sa'ora Niyu Abadim Lo Yasuru Mimen. The Badim had to be placed on the sides of the Oron permanently. So how come we came to Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the Badim hadn't yet been placed within the Taboi Sa'ora, within the rings of the Oron? It would appear that the halacha, that the badim had to be permanently part of the Oren, was only relevant from Yom HaShmini onwards. That's what would appear. In other words, only once the Oren had become a container for the luchas, was the halacha, the tabi to Oren yiyah badim lo yosuru mimen. During the Shivat Yimei Amiluim, where the luchas weren't yet in the Oren, there was no halacha, but tabi Ha'oran yiyu abadim lo yasuru mimenu, which would explain why only in Parshat Pikudei do we find the placement of the badim mentioned. In the Shivat Yimei Amiluim we don't find the placement of the badim mentioned. And this again, a sound is a cheskuni. The halacha, the tabos ha'oran yiyu abadim lo yasuru mimenu, being because of the luchos in the Oran, is actually brought out in the cheskuni. Cheskuni asked the following question. Well, Rashi already actually mentioned this. In the Parshas Asiyas Ha'orim, we find as follows. We find the placement of the Luchis in the Orim doubled over twice. In Perikaf Hei Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'nosato Ela Orim Esoidus, that the Luchis were placed in the Orim. In Pasuk Kaf Aleph, we find once again, V'el Ha'orim Titein Esoidus, that the luchos were placed in the Oren. And the Rishonim ask, why do the Psukim in Parshas Asiyas Ha'oren detail twice that the luchos were placed in the Oren? Says the Cheskuni as follows. Says the Cheskuni, in actuality, the tzivui to place the luchos in the Oren belongs to Pasuk Kapal. That's where it belongs. Now the Oren titein esa'id. Why is it mentioned earlier in Pasuk Tesla? Says as follows. Says it's placed there not as a tzivui, but as a reason. It's written in Pasuk Tesvov, "B'tabois ha'oron yiyu abadim lo yasuru mimenu," that the badim have to be placed permanently within the rings of the Oren. Do you know why? Because the halacha of nesina ha'edus b'toich ha'oron. The reason why the poles have to be permanently part of the Oren is because the luchas are to be found in the Oren. So initially, it's just mentioned as a tam. The actual tzivui is brought out later. Says the Cheskuni as follows. Kan tzivu loseis haluchos ba'oren. In Pasuk Kaf Aleph is the actual tzivui to place the luchos in the Oren. Ulemalo shekosu v'nosato el ha'oren. And earlier where it's written that you place the luchos in the Oren, that only litin tam lelo yosuru mimenu, to explain why the badim have to be there permanently. And in fact, in Das Kinnam Balei HaTosfos, we have exactly the same Pirish written. In other words, we find quite clearly in the Rishonim, the way they translate the Psukim, that the reason why the Badim have to be there permanently is on account of the Luchas, not on account of the actual structure of the Oren. And therefore, in the Shivat Yimei Amiluim, where there's no Luchas in the Oren, there's no mention of the Badim. It's only when we get to Parshas Pikudei, which is Bereish Chodesh Nisan, where the Oren had its Meshicha and the Luchos were placed in the Oren, only there do we find a mention of the placement of the Badim on the side of the Oren. Because once the Luchos were there, then the poles had to be inserted permanently. With this, perhaps we can explain why in Parshas Pikudei the Kapoilus was placed on the Oren only after the Oren was placed in the Mishkan, and yet in Parshas Pikudei the Kapoilus was placed on the Oren immediately before placement of the Aron in the Mishkan. And that's first Yimachtim on Akdama. I think that with reference to the Kapeiras served two functions. One function being one of the components of Binyan HaMishkan V'Kelos, with the Kroshim and the Adonim and the Pareches and the Oren and the Shulchan and the Kapeiras and the Neiras and the Menorah, all various components that made up the structure that we call Mishkan. But the Kapeiras had another function as well. The Kapeiras served as the cover for the Luchas. The Kapeiras served as a shield and a protector for the Luchas. I'll just bring you a little diktuk from Parashat Achremes that can perhaps bring out this point. In Parashat Achremes, we find the Kapeiras mentioned on a couple of occasions. In Perek Tesayim Pasuk Beis, it says as follows, El Pnei HaKapeiras Asher Al Ha'orem. The Kapeiras is referred to as what? Asher al ha'or. We have a look in Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, "Et ha'kapoiris asher al ha'eidus." Now, was the kapoiris al ha'orin, or was the kapoiris al ha'eidus? So I'd like to suggest that the truth is the kapoiris formulated and served both functions. Number one, it was one of the components of the Mishkan, and therefore, mitzad binyan ha'mishkan had to be placed on the ha'orin. That was its place. And number two, it was also Kapeiras al Ha'edus. It served as a cover and a protector for the Luchas. Perhaps we can derive this also from another Maremokim. As we've said beforehand, in Parshat Truma, in the Parshat Asiyah for Oren, twice it mentions the placement of the Luchas in the Oren. And we've already seen what the Cheskuni has to say about it. The Maral says as follows. The reason why the placement of the Luchas in the Oren, in the Parshat Asiyah Oren, is mentioned twice, is for the following reason. The first time, we've spoken about the creation of the Oren, and it says, V'zasata el ha'oren es ha'edus. It's mentioned once again, in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, after the creation of the Kapeiras, it says once again, V'el ha'oren titein Etzah Eidus. So the Maral as follows. Kotav Etzah La'oren Sheyiyehu Beis Kibul La'Eidus. It's written that you place the Luchas in the Oren because the Oren is the receptacle for the Luchas. The Kotav Etzah La'Kapeiras Sheyiyeh Kisui La'Eidus. And it's written once again when we detail the Asiyas HaKapeiras because the Kapeiras has to be the Kisui La'Eidus. Don't say that the Oren was the main part, was the main keli that functioned as the container for the Eidus, and the Kapeiras only a cover for the Oren. So the Bur Arya says that we have the Luchas placed in the Oren mentioned twice, by the Asiyas HaOren and by the Asiyas HaKapeiras, because both of them were covers for the Luchas. And yet we find in the Shiva Simei HaMiluim that the Kapeiras was placed on the Oren, although there were no Luchas. So we see the Kapeiras formulated two functions. Number one, as a component for the Mishkan, where its Mokim was on the Oren, and number two, as a Kisui Le'edus. And now perhaps we can understand the difference. In Parshas Truma, we're told the Oren was placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Kapeiras was placed on top. And I think Pshat is as follows. At that point in time, there were no Luchas in the Oren. So what was the purpose of the Kapeiras? It was just one of the components in Mishkan. So you placed the components of the Mishkan in the Mishkan one by one. Oren, Kapeiras, Shulchan, Menorah, one after the other they were placed. So it's the Oren, the great Chashivas, then the Kapeiras, whose Mokim was on the Oren, and the Shulchan and the Menorah. When it came to Parshas Pikudei, the Luchas were placed in the Oren. Now then, the other role of Kapeiras came into play. And that is the cover, Lichvoid, HaLuchas. We couldn't wait until after the Oren was placed into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to put the Kapeiras there, because the Luchas would then be left without their cover. So as soon as the Luchas were placed into the Oren, the Kapeiras immediately had to be put on top. And that's why in the first parasha we find the Orem placed there without the Kaporis. And then the second parasha in Parashat Pikudei, once the Luchos have been placed in there, the Kaporis have to be placed immediately on top. If we have a look in the Malbim, in Parashat Pikudei, we find the Kitzur Nimrod, this idea. In Perek Mem Posukas, it's written as follows. The parashat Truma Omar, es aruino edus, v'nosata es akapoyres v'kodesh hakadoshim. As we mentioned, it was only after the Orem was placed in Kodesh Hakadoshim that the place was placed on top. Upoi, in parashat Pikudei, Omar shenosan hakapoyres v'vachutz, the kapoyres was placed outside, v'yachakach hebiyo el ha-mishkom. V'yesh loyma, he just says a few words, and I think that what we've said is an explanation of those few words. Shaseder sheba parshas truma noag b'shivas yimei hamiluim. The seder in parshas truma was 7 days. Shaseder sheba kan noag b'shmili. That's all he says. But we see first of all that he learns that parshas truma was shivas yimei hamiluim and parshas pekudei was yimei hashmini. And we see that he feels that explains the differentiation between the two as to why in parshas truma the Orem was placed first. And then he then the Kaporis, and the past Pikudei, the Kaporis was placed on the Orem before the placement of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And I think the explanation could be, as we've just explained. Now, why in Parshas Pikudei does it say Milmola, and in Parshas Truma it doesn't say Milmola? And I can only suggest perhaps the following explanation. As we've said, in Parshas Truma, the Kaporis just went on the Orem as one of the components of the Mishkan. In Parshas Pikudei, the Kaporis was then performing the function of actually covering the Luchas. As long as the Luchas weren't there, and the Kaporis was just being placed as part of the making of the Mishkan, there was no Kepeda that the Kaporis should be placed directly on top of the Orem, covering the complete receptacle of the Orem. There was no necessity. There was no Halacha of Milmola. The Mokum had to be Ala Orem. They didn't have to be placed in such a way that it covered the Orem completely. But once was the Luchas were in there, and the function of the Kaporis was to ensure that the Luchas were kept in an honourable manner, completely covered and shielded, then it was necessary that the Kaporis should be placed Milmola, directly on top of the complete Orem. So that's why whenever we have the parasha detailing the Kaporis as a cover for the Eidus of the Luchas, the word Milmola is used. But in the Zayin Me'amiluim, when the Kaporis was just placed as one of the components, but the Luchas weren't there yet, there was no Kepeda of Milmola. And that's why Milmola is not mentioned. That could explain the chiluk between the two parshas. Shabbos.